Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on AM 580, where you can also listen online at will.uiuc.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. Tom Rogers, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices as of 19 minutes ago on the Chicago Board of Trade. We have a Kansas City wheat number on the open, too. The July Kansas City wheat contract opened at 445. That was up 0.75 cents. We give the overnight trade on the Board of Trade at 849 during our pre-opening commodity market report. In the May wheat in Chicago, it opened this morning at 355 a bushel, down a quarter of a penny. July opened at 368.5, up 2. September, 380.25, up 1.25. December, 398, up 1.25. March wheat for next year opened at 410.5, down 1.75 cents. In the corn pit, May opened at 234.5, up a penny and a quarter. July at 245.5, up 2. September, 255.5, up 1.25. December corn opened at 268.5, up 1.5. March, 277.5, up a half. May corn opened at 282.5, unchanged. May oats opened at 185 even, down a penny. July at 189, down or up rather 0.5 cents. In the soybeans, the May contract opened at 593 a bushel, up 2.5 cents. July, 606, up 3. August beans, 612, up 4.25. September, 617, up 3.5. November, up 3 at 625.5 on the open. Next year's January beans, 633, up 3.5. March, 2.5 on the up on the open at 639. That was its opening trade. May soybean meal opened at 177.50, up 130. July, 178.80, up 130 as well. May bean oil opened at 25.50, up 18. July opened up 14 at 25.87. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, May feeder cattle opened at 101.95, down 20. August, 104.15, down 10. September feeders, 103.60, down 25. June live cattle opened up 15 at 75.25. The August opened unchanged at 77.07.5. May lean hogs opened at 67 even, down 22.5. July opened unchanged at 65.70. July 66.67.5 unchanged. And August lean hogs down 10 on the open at 65.55. The May pork belly contract opened at 85.30, up 20. July opened at 84.55, up a nickel.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
A lot of traders have been looking at the gold and silver markets as they make their commodities trades in Chicago. Right now, June gold is trading at $673 an ounce. That's up $5.60. The silver for May, $14.17 an ounce, up 6 cents. June silver at $14.40, up 23, almost 24 cents. In New York, the crude oil contract for June is at $74.35 a barrel, slid down a little bit, down 26 cents from yesterday's close. The CRB index is at 356.37, down 65. The U.S. dollar index at 85.92, up 8. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 11,379. That's a 37-point drop from yesterday's close. The S&P 500 is down 6 at 1307. The NASDAQ is down about 5 points at 2305. Latest tick on the Chicago Board of Trade. Now wheat is trading down between a penny and a half and 2.5 cents. The corn down 1 to 1.25. The beans are up, but falling back a bit from the open. Up a penny on the nearby contract to 3.25 cents for the August. Joining us now to take a look at our market on this Wednesday is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope. Clayton Pope. We talked to him last hour. We have Paul Cooley on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Tom.
Paul is with ADM
Investor
Services.
The markets, and good morning. A beautiful morning here in Oakland, Illinois.
Certainly
the
is.
Markets are definitely watching the metals and energy for direction. The market in the gold and silver has taken a very big U-turn and dropped since your last report. The live quote on May gold is 662.10, down 230. The last tick on May silver is 1361, down 50-50. A very fast market over there, and that's one reason why we're seeing some price erosion in the grains here at 9:53 a.m. this morning.
Is it solely turning on the gold and silver markets?
Well, it is an effect, and of course we do understand. I had a cellular telephone call yesterday from Mato Grosso, and they said that the story was there was going to be a strike on the rail lines being shipped into some of the big export elevators down there because of low soybean prices. And that's the case today. We are seeing soybeans higher this morning. I think it's based on that reduced shipping on exports. But as a result, some of the strength overnight was also based on the strength in the outside markets. We do even see price erosion this morning in the crude oil, and the major crude oil stocks, the major energy companies are also seeing a sell-off here. This morning, crude oil's down 101 in New York.
Now, I mentioned we talked to Clayton earlier about an hour ago, and he had mentioned that he doesn't put much faith or doesn't expect things like a strike in Brazil to move the market that much. It tends to be somewhat of an annual occurrence, he says. Is this something that traders are really looking at and making their trades based on?
Well, you know, historically, the labor strike in years past has been from the longshoremen mm-hmm. basically protesting low wages and not so much the farmer protesting low soybean prices. The emphasis is that we are seeing major price erosion in the marketplace based on low soybean prices. It's below the cost of production. They are taking a loss. They're having troubles paying their their fertilizer costs, and also they're having troubles, meeting their fixed costs. And, you know, there is anticipation even some smaller soybean acres down there in the future. So it's a little different economic factor, but it probably is the same result. It's not going to be long-lasting because the worst thing that could happen to a producer down in South America is stop shipping soybeans out into the real world for real money at a real price.
Anything else, either fundamentally or technically, that's moving the market?
We're looking at anywhere from a tenth to six-tenths of an inch of rain in central Illinois tonight and tomorrow. And, of course, that's just the worst thing that right now we could see. It's a little heavier to the south, and if you look on your radar, it'll probably keep us up to date on that. But in the western part of the state, we do see some buildup of rain at this time.
What should farmers be thinking of at this
point? Well, they're doing a lot of thinking. From yesterday morning, it seemed like from early morning, both of our phones on each of our desks were basically hopping, and there's a lot of conversation, you know, major concern about, is there this direct relationship between high energy and gold and silver and cheap U.S. corn and cheap soybeans? And it is having a direct influence. So it's the inflation factor is having an indirect effect on our commodity market.
Futures prices on the Merc have turned upward since the open. What does that market look like right now?
You know, there is a better tone, both in cattle and hogs this morning. You know, between now and June is the worst time frame in the cattle. That's where most of the cattle are going to come in and basically hurt the market. And after that, things do get better. Over in the hog market, they've slowed the kills down and the prices are better. There is talk that the major poultry companies are going to slow production of poultry down, and that should help the cattle and hog prices in the future. All in all, it's gorgeous weather today. We're very wet. We still have a lot of corn and soybeans to plant here in East Central Illinois, and everyone's very nervous about getting those, getting the planting done.
That's right. They want to get back to work. Thanks a lot, Clayton. Or Clayton. It's Paul Cooley.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. My apologies. Our midday our current tick right now shows the wheat contract in Kansas City at 435 a bushel for May. That's down 3.5 cents. May wheat in Chicago is at 353, down 2.25 cents. The July is down 0.75 cents at 365 3/4. May corn right now at the moment trading at 232 1/4, down 1. The July 242 3/4, down 3/4. September 253 1/2, down 3/4. December corn 266 even now, down 1. Beans are now still hovering in the upside of about 2 to 3 cents a bushel. The May is at 592 1/2, up 2. July 605 1/2, up 2 1/2. August beans 610 1/2, up 2 3/4. November is up 2 1/2 at 625 a bushel. May soybean meal right now trading at 176.70, up 50. The bean oil contract for May 25.40, up 8. Feeder cattle for May at 102.15 right now. That's unchanged. Flat and June cattle, live cattle at 75.42 1/2, up 32 1/2 cents. May lean hogs are at 67.80, up 57 1/2. And a quick look at Wall Street again. The Dow is down 40 points at 11,376. Gold as of a half hour ago for June is still at up $5 an ounce at 672.50. But as Paul mentioned, that has taken a trip downward in the last half hour. And the NASDAQ is down 9 points at 2301. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Our next market update is at 10:58. Mike Solis' forecast for today: cloudy in western Illinois with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving. Elsewhere in Illinois and western Indiana, partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Eastern two-thirds of Indiana, partly to mostly sunny. Highs ranging from 70 in far northwest Illinois to around 80 in some central and southern locations.